Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October 25th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal always remains steady as a rock. The same, that is, to promote God, family, and country. To stand with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the almighty, brilliant solution. The checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers. One of the great answers to the problems we face in America, no doubt about it. And ladies and gentlemen, we do not believe in a revolution. We do believe in a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, though. Welcome to the broadcast. Man, have we got an incredible show for you today. We're going to skip my normal recap of yesterday's show in light of an incredible guest on the line with us now, Mr. Sid Miller. He's an agriculture commissioner with the state of Texas. He's also a Trump campaign surrogate. He's on the radio with us now. Now, as far as I understand, the agriculture commissioners, there's 12 of them in the wonderful state of Texas, and they are elected positions, which I always love to see elected as opposed to appointed positions. Sid Miller, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, Sam. That's 12 elected commissioners in the United States. I'm one of 12 elected across the United States. So Texas elects its agriculture commissioner.
All right. If you can get on your handset, that would be perfect. You just sound a little bit distant there. So, Sid Miller, one of the things that's fascinating, everybody wants to attack Donald Trump, saying he never talks about policy. One of the most important pieces, in my humble opinion, of the Trump campaign and eventually Trump being president of the United States is the people he's surrounded himself with. He has surrounded himself with some of the most conservative, experienced, educated, logical people you could possibly find, sir.
Well, he absolutely has. You know, Newt Gingrich, one of the great political minds and the architect of Contract for America, is on the team. Of course, Mike Huckabee and Rudy Giuliani and Rick Perry and Jeff Sessions, and the list goes on and on and on. It's a very deep and long bench.
Tell me what you think is going to happen in the Agriculture Department if Trump becomes president. Right now, the farmers are regulated to death, sir.
Well, one of the first things, if you heard his first 100 days, one of the first things he's going to do is repeal the Waters of the U.S., which is trying to be implemented by the EPA, who, by the way, I'm suing the EPA over that and the Corps of Engineers. It's way over regulation. That EPA was actually created by Nixon's administration, but they've had quite a bit of mission creep. So it's very burdensome to the agriculture sector, to the oil and gas sector, to many sectors of the economy. So I believe he said that for every new regulation, we're going to have to cut two. So I'm for that. That sounds good to me. We're over-regulated and overtaxed. So Donald Trump will be great when it comes to cutting back big government over-regulation.
And not counting Ronald Reagan, in our whole lifetime, Donald Trump has pledged to do more to decrease regulation and taxes than anybody in my lifetime, sir, and I'm 50.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he's a businessman. I mean, he gets it. You know, he has almost 10,000 employees. He understands what cripples business, and it's over-regulation, and it's burdensome government rules and interference, over-taxation, and he understands what makes business thrive, and that's, a true free market system, a free and fair market system.
Now, there's a lot of people that want to be involved in the Trump administration. What do you think is happening with Texas? You think they're going to vote for Trump?
Oh, it's going to be overwhelming. All of these polls are wrong. Looking at those polls, and they oversample Democrats by 16%. So this race is going to be close, a lot closer than what the polls are showing because they're skewed. They're oversampling women. If you really scrutinize it, this race is almost a dead heat.
And they're especially oversampling nasty women, from what I understand.
Okay. They probably are.
I kind of bring that up because it almost seems like normal women are for Trump, and women that have some kind of an agenda seem to want to make a big to-do about, I would say, nothing.
Well, it is. You know, the female vote's very important. They vote slightly in heavier numbers than men, not much, but some. But you know, there's certainly pro-life women that, you know, value the sanctity of life. There's Second Amendment supporters. There's, you know, people that want free trade and fair trade. People that want our make America great again. People that want to make good deals again. Women for all of that. It's because it's better for their families.
What do you say to the Republicans that have kind of dissented? Laura Ingraham, for example, well-known talk show host, commentator, and stuff like that, said, you know what, if Donald Trump loses by a little bit, I'm going to blame it on these mamby-pamby Republicans that jettisoned Donald in the most important times in the RNC that is somehow refusing to fund Donald Trump, etc. What do you say to that?
Well, I think she's exactly right. You know, down here in Texas, we're, you know, have a Western lifestyle and kind of mystique that's unique to Texas, and we have a saying down here, we ride for the brand. You know, and we need some of these so-called Republican, the established Republicans, to start riding for the brand, because they're not. We all need to pull together. We need to make sure that Donald J. Trump is our next president. And we can do it without him, but it'd sure be a lot easier if we had everybody with us.
Are you worried about vote fraud also?
Well, certainly. We've got two cases here in Texas, in Tarrant County, which is Fort Worth. Voter fraud. We have another voter fraud in the last election here in Texas, down in Hill County. There was actually more votes cast than there were registered voters. So, absolutely, we have voter fraud. It's I don't know why people deny that, but it's a fact, and it's been a fact. You know, our LBJ, another famous Texan, is you know, infamous for rigging elections down here in Texas. So if it can happen here in Texas, I guess it can happen anywhere.
I think it's only the mainstream press denying it, really, and some inside Republicans. But you know what? They've set the pattern. Democrats have complained about this 8 times in history.
Well, they always complain, you know, and maybe rightfully so. I mean, Republicans are all virtue. I mean, we've got some people that does some things wrong occasionally. So it happens on both sides. I'll just say it right there. It's not, but this particular election, it's very, looks like very much that it might possibly be, you know, perpetrated by the Democrat Party.
Now, you talked about these waterways and the EPA and some of these different things. I think that's some of the greatest regulations choking America when it comes to agriculture, when it comes to control of land. You know, the federal government has become the big bully to where you almost can't do anything with your own land. They always claim it's a waterway or some endangered animal of some kind or this or that or whatever. And these presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and others, have declared huge swaths of land, you know, Escalante monuments, for example, in the state of Utah, or these different wilderness properties or this and that and the other. One of the things we need most importantly is to understand the check and balance, constitutionally speaking, with regards to property.
Well, as Texas Agriculture Commissioner, you'd think I'd spend most of my time on, you know, promoting agriculture and creating new markets, but I spend way too much of my time fighting back against my own federal government. I mentioned earlier that I'm having to sue the EPA, I'm suing the Corps of Engineers, I filed an amicus brief against the BLM, trying to seize 90,000 acres of farm and ranch land down here in Texas, not compensate the landowners for it. I fought the ESA, the Endangered Species Act. There's 200 species proposed to be added to the endangered species list just here in Texas. So, you know, whether it be the EPA, the BLM, the TSA, the IRS, all those three-lettered federal agencies make me want to scream four-letter words sometimes.
Well, it seems to me that's one of the things we need the most is the reducing of regulation interference within property rights. That's one big issue. I mean, that's what the Ammon Bundy case is about. I disagreed with Ammon going over and taking over that refuge, but at the same time, I get the land problems. People are completely frustrated, and they need a place for solutions. We need a place for a redress of grievance. And all I can tell you is under Hillary Clinton, I expect if that happens, we'll have 10 times the abuse we have now.
Oh, you know, it's going to get worse. She's already said that. I mean, that, you know, she wants to, you know, put big corporate farms on notice that she's coming after them. And, corporations, and she wants to, you know, she calls to pay their fair share. Well, I'm for everybody paying their fair share, but right now it's not fair. You know, 5% of the people are paying 70% of the taxes. That doesn't seem fair to me.
And then she wants to soak the top payers even more, acting like they're not paying their fair share. I'd be interested for somebody to ask her what she thinks the fair share might be. That's kind of a fascinating twist, not to mention all of her tax returns being released didn't let us know anything about the scandalous scenario with her foundation and more. Hang on, we have Sid Miller with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Sid Miller is an agriculture commissioner in Texas and with the Trump campaign. Hold on, folks.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We've covered a lot of ground with Sid Miller, agriculture commissioner with the state of Texas and on the Trump campaign as well. We've talked about regulation. We've talked about lowering taxes. We've talked about all kind of vote fraud and many of our concerns. But let's drill right into agriculture department issues, if we can, Sid Miller. The Department of Agriculture will be an incredible, one of the most important federal departments relating to a Trump presidency. Why? Because there's going to be so many food programs, so many issues related to this under the control of the Agriculture Department. A lot of them are responsible for the dispossession of America's founding stock. These programs literally act as carrots for immigrants to come and for women to have babies out of wedlock and have government play daddy. Am I going too far?
No, you're right on track. I tell you what, one of the reasons that I agreed to be an agriculture advisor on the Trump campaign is because Trump gets, you know, agriculture is a matter, to me, it's a matter of national security. And let me explain that. It's one thing to be dependent on a foreign nation for your energy, like, you know, oil or gas, but if we become dependent on another nation for our food, we'll lose all our liberties. They'll have us then. They can do whatever they want with us. So what, I'm excited to be on the Trump team because Donald Trump is a traitor. He likes to make a deal. I mean, his book is Art of the Deal. He likes to make good deals, and he's made a lot of them. He's very good at it. And we don't win anymore on our trade deal. We just don't. We have a trade deficit with China of $800 billion. That's with the B, $800 billion. Sam, you don't have to hire an economist to figure out if you're buying more stuff than you're selling, you're going broke. And I'm excited. I think Donald Trump can turn that around. And when he does, if we open up trade with countries like China, we're not going to sell them electronics and gadgets. We're going to sell them what we produce the most of. And we're the best at, and that's agriculture goods. It'll be beef and pork, poultry, and grain sorghum, and rice, and corn, and cotton. You know, the list goes on, which would be absolutely great for agriculture because we don't have a level playing field in many of these countries. And TPP, he's against. I am too. And I don't care. Maybe you're for it. What's it going to hurt to let Donald Trump renegotiate that deal? It'll only get better. NAFTA, 22 years old. Another trade, bad trade deal. I hosted the new governor of Tamaulipas, Mexico, and we sat down. We talked about that. He agreed that it's antiquated. Markets have changed. Technology has changed, and it's time to renegotiate that and redo NAFTA. And I think Donald Trump will do a good job at that. We don't have anybody that can make good deals anymore, and we lose every time, whether it be the Cuba, we gave up everything. What'd we get? Nothing. Look what happened to Iraq, what happened to Iran. It's just we don't make good deals anymore. You know, Russia out-trades us every time we get in a deal with them. So it's time we had somebody in there that understands the art of the deal, and we'll start winning again.
It seems to me that even the Hispanics in America, and you may be able to answer this being from Texas, it seems to me that a lot of the Hispanics understand this too. If they have a chance to eventually come back to America, learning how to come here properly and right, eventually having legal status for those who are willing to go through the right hoops and do the right things, knowing full well we're going to get rid of the criminal element, making their lives above board in a proper way. It seems like everybody stands to make more money. It seems like everybody stands to have solid trade deals. And it seems like everybody stands to come out of the shadows, but do so in a way that's good for America, putting Americans first. And then the desire to become American becomes greater as opposed to, hey, La Raza taking over the country or something. We've got to have a plan that makes sense, protect our borders, but yet welcome the right people and reject the wrong people, Sid.
Exactly. South Texas is heavily Hispanic population, and I just did a two-day tour down there and went to several cities. And you know, don't believe what you see on the mainstream media. Donald Trump has great support among the Hispanic population, the Latinos. Many, many of them are behind Trump. I saw a whole lot more Trump yard signs than I did Hillary signs. Matter of fact, I don't know if I even saw hardly any of those. The Trump signs were everywhere, and everybody was engaging me and wanting to know, you know, what's Trump doing here and what's happening here. I was event with him 2 weeks ago in San Antonio. It's sold out crowd, standing room only. So I think that this is just spin that the Hispanic community is not supporting Donald Trump. I think he's going to be much better than Romney or McCain or any of the previous nominees.
We got a lot of work ahead of us, sir. We got short time to get it done in.
Well, we do. You know, it's early voting started here in Texas yesterday, so the lines were extremely long. We've had record turnouts here. I can't believe that Hillary is exciting anybody to turn out. So I think those are probably Trump supporters. I think we've registered a record number of people here in Texas, more than we've ever registered before. I think those are probably Trump people. I think he's exciting. I don't think those people are being polled. They're not on the voter rolls. So I'm excited about what I'm seeing here in Texas and all across the nation. I'm traveling across the nation today, and we'll get to see some new country and talk to some more people and see what their indication is on the election outcome.
Sid Miller, even Geraldo Rivera. Quote, I have never seen the media be more biased against a candidate than Donald Trump. That's Geraldo Rivera, for crying out loud.
Well, there you go. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Not that I agree with Geraldo on hardly anything, but I got to agree he's right, and it's so obvious even guys like that are blatantly coming out saying so.
Oh, I have to agree with Donald Trump. I think this thing is rigged. I think the media is rigging. I know the polls are rigged when they oversap the Democrats by 15% and oversap the women by 8%. Just take that, keep that in mind when you hear. You know, I think they're trying to suppress voter turnout, but actually the opposite thing is happening. At least here in Texas, we've had record early voting. People waited 2 hours in line in some cases.
Wow.
Phenomenal turnout.
An ex-Clinton State Department official, he's an IT director guy. His name is John Bentel. The guy had to plead the fifth over 90 times, according to Judicial Watch on the stand just the other day. 90 times he had to plead the fifth.
Well, that
corruption surprise. Everywhere by the Clinton group, huh?
It doesn't. I mean, that's the way they operate. You know, everybody that's worked for this, but I don't know anybody that's actually testified without taking the fifth. I mean, everybody they've asked so far has clammed up.
Or not even shown up against a court order.
Oh, yeah. They're either not showing up or lawyering up. There's something there, obviously.
We know you're busy. We know you're traveling. We know you got to fly, Sid Miller. But quickly, before we let you go, what do you want to tell America? If you could say anything to America, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, first thing I want to tell them, you know, get out and support Trump. The future of our country depends on it. And from an agriculture perspective, Sam, you know, everybody has a priest or pastor that they can confide in. Most of us have a family doctor that we can go to when we really need one. But American, every day, for the rest of your life, three times a day, you're going to need a farmer. God bless y'all, Sam. Thanks for having me on this morning.
One of the things I think would be really important, speaking of farmers, one of the biggest L.A. farmers is William Johnson. Hopefully we can work him into the mix somehow, huh?
That'd be great.
All right, sir. Travel safe. Godspeed. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Sid Miller, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the commissioners for agriculture in Texas right now. He is a Trump agriculture advisor, and he is on Liberty Roundtable Live. We got more, folks. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
On dozens of occasions, Donald Trump has defended the use of the illegal torture method called waterboarding, a form of controlled drowning, as a means of simultaneously interrogating and punishing suspected terrorists, and has promised that as president he would authorize even harsher methods. One of his most outspoken campaign surrogates, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, has accused Trump's critics of doing much the same thing to him, through a steady stream of sexual misconduct accusations. He's been waterboarded by these issues, Brewer complained during an interview on CNN's State of the Union. It seems like it's really been somewhat of a put-up oppression of Donald Trump from all of these people lining up. It's just unbelievable, and anybody that's been under those kind of assaults wants to defend themselves. Brewer offered that assessment in the context of Trump's statement that he is looking forward to suing each of the women who have accused him of unwanted intimate contact or unwanted sexual advances following publication of a 2005 video in which Trump acknowledged conduct meeting the legal definition of sexual assault. Whatever the merits of the accusations against Trump, and at least some of them seem clearly opportunistic, his recorded admissions and high-profile celebration of his personal promiscuity would make it almost impossible for him to prevail in a defamation action. In addition, any lawsuit filed by Trump would allow defendants to conduct discovery regarding his personal conduct. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Kurt Cosby, what do you say about the Sid Miller interview, sir?
Well, Mr. Sid Miller, he's very right on a number of things, at least that I can see. One of the great things about America is, Sam, is that we do, grow things. And we can feed not only our people, but a lot of people around the world. And when you let those farmers and, let the get the big government out of their way, it's amazing what they can do.
It's amazing what can be done, Kurt. Even Geraldo literally saying, you know what, I've never seen the media be so unfair, so biased to a candidate. I've never seen even Geraldo saying this.
Well, it's refreshing to hear a little truth out of the mainstream media every so often, huh? Mr. Geraldo, speaking up about this, I didn't see that report, but the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of truth out there if you just know where to find it. You know, whether it's Sid in Texas or Geraldo or, I was just looking at the Liberty News Daily reports. I mean, there's boatloads of truth. You just have to go in the right place to look for them.
I hear that.
And by the way, you brought up the illegal voting or the problems with voting.
They're massive, my friend.
Yeah. Well, they, of course, tell us it's, nothing to worry about. But out of Texas right now is coming reports from our buddy Paul Joseph Watson there at InfoWars. Headline, vote switched from Trump to Hillary in Texas. One lady said she voted straight Republican, and the vote had changed to Clinton. These are residents of a couple of Texas cities.
What's wrong with that, Kurt?
Yeah, it's a new way, huh? A couple of Texas cities there that are complaining that they voted for Donald Trump only to see the voting machine switch their ballot to Hillary Clinton. By the way, like Sid said, the early voting is in progress. And, some of these people, like down in Amarillo, one woman was shocked to see her ballot flip from Republican to Democrat. She said, Gary and I went to early vote today. Her name's Lisa. She wrote this on Facebook. She said, I voted a straight Republican ticket, and as I scrolled to submit my ballot, I noticed that the Republican straight ticket was highlighted. However, the Clinton Kane box was also highlighted. And then in that case, Sam, if you get both of them, I think what the thing does is throws them both out, you know, which means, hey, your vote really doesn't count.
Well, it counts to elect the wrong person. What I mean by that is the fact that it doesn't count mean it counts in the wrong direction. I'm not trying to be weird with words,
but
I'm trying to make a point. If it doesn't count, it really counts on the other side, even though you don't want it to, right, Kurt?
Good point.
I mean, what if I had a million people that just didn't count that could have put my candidate over the top? It's beyond imagination.
Well, that's right. She said, I tried to go back and change and couldn't get it to work. I asked for help from one of the workers, and she couldn't get it to go back either. It took a second election person to get the machine to where I could correct the vote to a straight ticket, she added. Now, also down in Arlington, Texas, another voter reported a similar experience. She said, I had a family member that voted this morning. She voted straight Republican. This lady's name is Shandy Clark. She checked before she submitted the vote, and the vote had changed to Clinton. She reported it and made sure her vote was changed back. They commented that it had been happening. I guess the election.
Yeah, but how many people don't take the time to be so vigilant, Kurt?
And what I want to know, Sam, is if you change it back, does the machine really count it the right way? You know,
depends on what you mean by the right way. If it's for Hillary, then it's the right way, Kurt.
Well, that's the whole
problem. Your point's well taken.
Computer systems and, you know, over the days of a pencil and a piece of paper, huh?
You got that right.
They say social media forums are also ablaze with concerns about votes being switched. Multiple reports on my Facebook, Periscope, Snapchat, and Twitter from my friends in Texas, and all of them had their vote switched to Clinton automatically. That was one post on the Donald Reddit is headlining there. The reports are alarming. The InfoWars report says, especially given the fact that the media, Hillary Clinton's campaign, even President Obama himself have all attempted to dismiss Donald Trump's concerns about vote rigging as a baseless conspiracy theory. A good person to ask about the reports, the article finishes up, says a vote rigging in Texas would be the director of elections, Keith Ingram, but they were trying to ask him, and the guy just ran away from reporters. Didn't want to really.
Of course he ran away from reporters. Kurt, is he going to have an honest-to-goodness discussion about the truth? See, that's the issue, Kurt. He knows full well he either's going to have to lie through his teeth, he's going to have to run away, or he's going to have to face the music, Kurt. And I'm telling you, he doesn't want to face the music, my friend.
Well, that's a great point, and it's sad to see. Now, you know, he did talk about the enthusiasm of the voters. Sid, the Texas Agriculture commissioner that was with us last half hour, talked about the enthusiasm of the voters. And there was one report I noticed out of Florida, which they consider a must-win state. Eric Sandoval's a reporter down there. He said the headline, thousands expected at Donald Trump rally in Sanford. And he says thousands are expected. It says Trump supporters arrived in Sanford very early Tuesday, more than 12 hours before the rally, which is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. at Millionaire Orlando. Several slept in their cars in the parking lot of the airport, hoping to get a good spot to see Trump later in the day. Now, if you contrast that report, Sam, to this one out of this is West Palm Beach, Florida, and the headline reads, wow, Tim Kaine holds rally and only 30 people show up.
All right, now I got a bunch and, on this, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right, so first off, Donald Trump had like 20-plus thousand people. I'm telling you right now, it was crazy for Trump. Everybody wanted to go. Now, Tim Kaine was in Palm Beach, Florida, as you wisely said yesterday, Kurt. And this is amazing. This is just beyond imagination. Literally, about 30 people showed up. And a friend of mine, James Edwards, sent us the video of this, Kurt. Did you watch this video?
No.
All right. There's a video from a reporter who's like new media taking center stage.
Yeah.
And this guy report shows like a panoramic view or whatever where you can see kind of the whole thing. And there's just nobody at this rally, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I didn't believe it.
Well, but you I was know, like, report,
man, I gotta check this out in detail, Kurt.
Yeah, the reporters say the 30 people there included the journalists and the operatives.
Of course it did.
So.
Now, by the way, Truth Feed is who brought this up, right?
I'm not sure. Jim Hoft is the reporter. I'll have
there,
to look at
that.
You've
got to check the website. But it's Truth Feed who brought this up and who did the video. And I bring this up because, so what Kurt or what my buddy James Edwards did is he literally went to the Clinton campaign to check the schedule for Tim Kaine to find out if he really was there to make sure we didn't get schnookered. Yes, lo and behold, there was an event there, and it was reported. It was on the schedule for the Clinton team, and then this reporter reported it to show the panoramic view. I went a step further, Kurt.
This one looks like it's from the Gateway Pundit.
All right, the Gateway got it from this Truth Feed people.
All right.
Anyway, I bring this up because then I took a step further on James's research, Kurt, and I went to the largest newspaper covering the event, a huge newspaper, and they reported the same event, Kurt.
Yeah.
Except their reporting was entirely different, my friend.
Oh.
Are you surprised?
Well, yeah.
I'm going to give you details about this because this is critical. And this just shows the reporting that we do. Okay? I'm just telling you, it's incredible. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Literally, Tim Kaine goes and 30 people come to his event. That's it. And the mainstream press spins it by omission and manipulation. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So new media taking center stage reports the facts. Truthfeed.com has the details. Only about 30 people attended the Tim Kaine rally in Florida. This is an incredible stronghold for the Democrats, big time. Southern Florida, Dade, Miami County, remember the Chad scenario? Hanging Chad stuff. Well, anyway, the bottom line is there was nobody there. And this Truth Feed caught it, reported on it. Good job. But I went to the Sun Sentinel. By the way, that's one of the largest newspapers covering that area down in South Florida. And they literally lied. They lied by omission, but they also lied by editing and manipulation. They made you believe that it was incredible. It isn't true. Linda Brashitta, I think is her name. Or Trishitta. That's a weird name. Anyway, it turns out that this scenario occurred is that they manipulated their video. They have very, very, very tight video only showing Tim Kaine, only showing a teeny bit of the crowd. When the crowd yells for a second, it's like a split second of the crowd to where you can't tell how many's there. This was doctored, edited, and manipulated to make you believe that there was a ton of people there. There was nobody there, and they're editing. Shows that if there was an incredible crowd, they would let the crowd, you know, continue to yell and scream like they normally do with sound bites. They would have, you know, showed more. But it was all very tight shots, very manipulated, very put together, very edited and scripted. And their headline is what perpetrates the lie to its completion, Kurt. You got that headline from the Sun Sentinel?
Yep. The headline reads, getting back up there. Kaine rallies voters in West Palm Beach, says Florida's checkmate state for Hillary.
How would you say something like that, Kurt, if there was literally like 30 people there?
Checkmate? Well, the reporter here shows Skylar Swisher. I don't know, you know, where the other one was that you've got, but
I don't know. They got so many different things on their website. It's hard to even tell what relates to what half the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Anyway, Skylar's the reporter.
Like
sorry
you
about
said,
that,
when you watch the video, they whip away to different film from different things, you know, and they really show very little of the event. And like I say, one little time they kind of move back and you see that, you know, you got about 30 people there. But it, you have to watch really close or else all you're seeing is kind of a fake from other stuff.
Yeah, you know? And if you listen to the video, Kurt, they have literally like a half a second of the crowd noise and then they fade it out instantly because they know full well you're gonna tell there's nobody there.
Good point.
Kurt, this just shows the manipulation that's going on here.
Yep,
you're and it's right, not by right. accident. And this proves it's not by accident. Yep. I mean, they don't even say, well, you know, there's less people there than we hoped or anything like that. They don't even kind of apologize for it. They literally manipulate the truth.
But, Sam, I mean, they ought to be able to get lots of votes when all of those Trumpsters go in and vote Republican and the vote just switches over to Democrat. I mean, that ought to give them a lot of votes that way. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think there's so many people that know the truth now, Kurt. I think they've lost and they know it.
Well, that's one thing that you could sure hope for is people's involvement to get the roaches to scurry and say, hey, something's going on here. I would call for, you know, the people that want to really make sure that things are right. Hey, sure, vote with, you know, have two sets of voting. You know, have the current, you know, computer one, but also just have the paper ballot there so that people can do them both and make sure they match up. You know, I mean, at least you could say, we're just trying to make sure and double check so that there's no...
Well, back in 2008, Barack Obama even agreed with you, Kurt.
Yeah. Good point.
But think about that. Tim Kaine, Florida rally, draws a crowd of about 30 people, reports the new media. You got truthfeed.com telling the truth. Then you have the Sun Sentinel literally deceiving the people, Kurt. Those videos couldn't be more blatant. So we did our homework, folks. We got two sides of the story. The mainstream press lie, the truth media truth factor. And then you've got literally, we went to the Hillary Clinton webpage to prove that Tim Kaine was there on the schedule, and he was. I don't know how you could get it more clear. The mainstream press lied and got caught. I mean, this is he who owns the media makes the rules on steroids, my friend. The new media taking center stage on steroids. These people have absolutely proven themselves to be, well, even Geraldo Rivera says, man, I've never seen a candidate so abused, so maligned, so mistreated. Well, he says, I've never seen the media be more biased against a candidate than Trump. Everybody sees it, Kurt. The mainstream press's credibility is zero. I mean, everybody thinks they belong at the bottom of the ocean with whale droppings kind of stuff. I mean, this is, even Congress has a better rating than the mainstream press these days, Kurt. And so I'm convinced if they lie about a little teeny Tim Kaine rally and they manipulate the truth to that degree, and then Donald Trump says you can't trust the polls, they're lying. Wow, Kurt, I've never seen a more blatant indictment ever so documented in my life. Wow. All right. Anyway, I thought would bring that to your attention. Can you believe that story, Kurt? That's shocking.
You know, I wish I would just say, I could be able to say, hey, man, I'm just bewildered. I just can't believe that there's something like that going on. But, you know, the more I see, the more I say, well, it's par for the course, Sam. I mean, it's sad, but that's just the way it is, you know. Lies, lies, lies. And that's why the new media has taken center stage.
And know? I can't believe their headline, Kurt. Kaine rally voters in West Palm Beach. Says Florida is checkmate for Hillary. Checkmate? It's like game over. They're hinting that they already have the election results, Kurt, and people haven't even voted yet. That alone is criminal activity going on.
Yep.
How would you declare checkmate before we start the chess game?
Well, I think at least the part that when I read the whole
piece, he moved his pawn.
It's
checkmate.
You know what he said was that hey, if Hillary does win Florida, then he says that means Trump's out of there and Hillary's in the White House.
That doesn't mean that at all, Kurt.
I know. I'm just.
You could have some upsets elsewhere. I agree. Florida's a big state. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's the telltale. If that's true, then we have another problem. How can one single state of Florida change the whole game?
Good point.
And we can go down that road if you want to debate that sucker. If you're really telling me that if he loses Florida, one of the earliest states to vote and turn in their numbers and everything else, and the game's over by then it's absolutely a fraud. What are we even voting for?
Yep.
Wow.
That's a great point. And that's why, and when you hear people that basically use that argument, it's pretty difficult to come back from it, isn't it, Sam?
I mean, oh, yes. But I guess we're not worried about that, are we? Now, Kurt,
well, yeah.
The Democrats lie even more. And they, what happened is the WikiLeaks email, they say, oh, you can't trust those emails. They're tampered with. That's bogus. The WikiLeaks people tampered with them and da-da-da-da-da. Well, now they lie again. Digital security tests now confirm Podesta emails unaltered. I'm going to say it again. Unaltered by WikiLeaks.
No.
Yes, sir.
What a shocker. Yep. There you go, Sam. And, you know, one of the other big news pieces that most people aren't being told is that the reason they got those was he responded to, what was it, Sam? Some kind of a fishing expedition, right?
Yes.
The Podesta did. How's that work exactly? You know, I mean, we're told that, hey, it's Trump working with the Russians. And
they lied. Yeah. The fact is he fell for a phishing scandal, and now the emails are not tampered with. It's just a big old lie, Kurt. Hillary lied and said 17 agencies backed this effort, this truth that the Russians did it, and that was a lie, too. The bottom line is, Kurt, the mainstream press in bed with the Democrats are absolutely rigging this election. I mean, look, this guy, even Sid blatantly says, you know what, this sucker's rigged. Everybody knows it's rigged, Kurt. And everybody's absolutely sick of it. Wow, it's just beyond imagination. I mean, they want to run around and go, Sam Bushman's a racist and black people hate Trump. Hey, man, I had two black women on Friday and Monday, Kurt, so did you, talking about they love Trump. They're for Trump. They think, hey, Trump's not perfect. It may not have been their first choice, but they absolutely double down, triple down for Trump.
Well, and when they say Fox may not have been their first choice, they mean first choice of the Republicans.
Yeah.
They don't mean, you know.
They're just saying, like, one of them said I was a Cruz supporter before, and, you know, now you eliminate, and now I'm supporting the nominee, et cetera. That's common to maybe have a different person that, when they're 17 in the race, just on the Republican side, it's pretty easy to have someone that maybe you had, you know, wanted first. Like, I was more of a Ben Carson guy, more of a Rand Paul guy than Trump in the beginning, too. Yeah. But nevertheless, you know, the reality is he's the nominee, and these people. Now, there's this lady. She's a black lady, and she was on Fox Business. She was a black lady, and she absolutely schooled him and stood for Trump, Kurt. I got that video we'll try to play here one of these times soon. But we got too many things to cover. Too many incredible guests. Too much hard-hitting news. I mean, let me give you a quick example, Kurt. It looks like the White House now is admitting that Obamacare premiums will rise by double digits next year.
Up, up, and away,
I
baby.
Thought Barack promised that they would be going down, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
He
same
lied,
thing.
My friend.
Yeah, good point.
He lied. Well, the truth shall set you free.
One more lie.
I don't know about Donald Trump for you, but he's certainly got to be the case for me. All right, thanks for being along. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. This nation shall endure.